Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Zev Aaron ben Yosef Ezra, L'Rachav Etzlach L'Chom Asi Yodav. The Gemara in Maseches Psachim and Avchof Tesson with Aleph says, D'Sanyo Ha'oichel Chometz Shel Hekdesh B'moyed Mo'al Yesh Oimrim Lo'y Mo'al. That if somebody eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, on the moed on Pesach, he eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, it's me'ila, it's misuse of, misappropriation of temple funds. And yeshayimim loy mo'am. So if somebody is nana, a shogeg from a chayfet shel hekdesh, he has to bring a carbon on shem ilos, he has to pay the hekdesh to me'ach chayfetz, but tosef is chaymesh, chaymesh milabar, 1/5 of the sum that includes the kerem with the chaymesh, which ends up being a quarter of the value of the object. The braisa is talking about a case where there's chametz that someone was makdish, and it's mamon shel hekdesh, and a person comes and eats it on Pesach. Shaila, is it me'ila or is it not me'ila? Is it chayiv a carbon me'ila or not chayiv a carbon me'ila? So yesh lakdim that a person isn't considered a mo'il unless he was mechaser mamon hekdesh lefachos shavu pruta. Everybody holds that it's asur la'adam yisrael hanetz b'chametz b'pesach. So during Pesach, it's not mamon. So he wasn't mechaser mamon hekdesh. So the Gemara is going to explain why b'chol zot there is a Tanakama holds, it's me'ila. So there's kama perushim laboraita. Man yeshayim, who's the yeshayim who says that it's not me'ila? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechana, Amar Rabbi Yechana, and Rabbi Nechunya ben Akon. Rashi explains the sheet of the Tanakhama that a person eats chametz on Pesach is doing me'ila is misparish bepashtus. Tanakhama holds, like Rabbi Shimon, that chametz she'avra lava Pesach is mutur min ha'toyla. And according to Rabbi Shimon, chametz she'ya b'meshach ha'Pesach b'reshus hekdesh, and after Pesach it was redeemed, it's mutur b'hana. There's no iser b'al yeh'ro and chametz shel hekdesh, since there's no chiyuv biu, there's no knas of the chachamim of chametz shavu lava Pesach. So it emerges that if somebody eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, he was mafsid mamun hekdesh. Because had he not eaten it, the treasure of hekdesh could have held it until after Pesach and then sold it to a Jewish person in order to eat. So during Pesach, you're not allowed to sell it. So right now, l'chor, it's not worth any money. Nevertheless, it's considered davar ha-goyrem le-mamon, achar shenitan le-hashoto. You could keep it around and sell it after Pesach. Tanakama holds, she-davar ha-goyrem le-mamon, nechshav k'mamon. L'chein o'chel chamet shel hekdesh be-pesach, ma'al, is goyrem le-mamon. Hagamar achshav mevi'at, v'rav shel Rabbi Yochanan, ha-mefaresh et ha-shita shel yesh omrim, man yesh omrim, omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechumya ben Akone, t'sanyu. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana haya oises yom ha-kippurim kishabes l'tashlum. Kvomar, din melacha b'yom ha-kippurim kedin melacha b'shabbat b'nyan chayuv tashlumim shechal b'shat asiyat ha-melacha. So the din of melacha on Yom Kippur was like the din of melacha and Shabbos with regard to chayuv tashlumim that's chal b'shat asiyat ha-melacha. Mas Shabbos let's say somebody does a malach on Shabbos, and b'vat achas, in the same time, simultaneously, he's also mischayev mamon. Ma Shabbos mischayev b'nafsho patur mishlum, and Shabbos he's mischayev b'nafsho, he doesn't have to pay. Kim l'drav minei, af yom ha-kippurim, imasa boi malacha on Yom Kippur, mischayev b'nafsho patur min ha-tashlum. We know that Shabbos is a chiyuv skila, Yom Kippur chiyuv kares, nevertheless, you know, there's no Mises based, and still it's din of Kimla with the Ramine. So according to the Shittur of Yechudim and Akona, We should pater someone who eats chametz of hekdesh mitashlumei me'ila. So we're asking now who the Yeshayimrim is. Right, we have two opinions in the Braisa. We have the Oichel Chametz be Shel Hekdesh be Moyed. It is considered Me'ila. And we explain the Tanakama because it's Dover Goram Lamaman. And now we're explaining the Shita of Loma. Yeshayim Shaloyma. So who's the Yeshayim Shaloyma? The one who says, Kim Lev Rabbi Mine. Sharei Umitchayev Kareit al Achila Zo. So since he's Mitchayev Kareis, he can't be Mitchayev him to pay. Rashi Maspir. That there's a value to Chametz and Pesach, like the Tanakam. Because they hold Kedas and Chulim and Akona, the Lach of Kim de Ramine, no Hekets Gamba Verish Chevon Leakaris. Tisharm also agrees this, with this value, but they hold Kim de Ramine. So Mele, there's no payment. He doesn't have to pay because he's higher than more Chamber punishment of Kores. Zeh Adaya. זה ההסבר הראשון, שלפי היש אומרים, we go like Rabbi Nachman ben Akana, who made Yom Kippur like Shabbos, as far as Tashlum is concerned. Rabbi Yosef אומר, Rabbi Yosef אמר, בפודים את הקודשים להאכילם לכלבים כמפלגי. יש עכשיו הסבר נוסף, not that they're arguing about whether it's Kimlev Ramine, but the Chiyuv Kores, but whether your poide kodshim, you redeem kodshim in order to feed it to the dogs. Kolomar, machloket tanaim, he b'din ochel shel hekdesh. Let's say you have food of hekdesh that you can't be paided for your achila. You're allowed to be paided for something else. In other words, for example, to feed it to the dogs. Rabbi Yosef Sover, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Sover, according to those who say that Chametz and Pesach is Asur Bahanoah, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, so earlier in the Gemara, there's no shavius, there's no value of mammon for Chametz bePesach. Ve'oichel Chametz shel hekdesh bePesach bevadei sheloi moah. Ein shaviut mammon for Chametz. It's Asur Bahanoah. So there's no me'ila. Name of Kodesh Reb Shimon holds it after Pesach. It can be poided. Nevertheless, b'soich ha-Pesach ein erech mamoni l'chametz. During Pesach, there's no monetary value for the chametz. And if you eat it, you weren't mafsid hekdesh. Shken en omrim l'dat Rabbi Yosef shedavar ha-gorem l'mamon nechshav ki-mamon. Ve'en mitchashvim ela b'shovyo shel ha-chefetz. So during Pesach, there's no monetary value, and you weren't mafsid hekdesh, because we don't say that Devar Goram Laman is Kamaman. And all you do is you look at the value now. Does it have value now or not? And since now, on Pesach, the Chametz is Asur Behanoah, it's like something that has no monetary value. And there, if so, the Brites, the Tanam and the Brites are arguing, if you have Mila Achilas Chametz Shel Hekdesh, they're not holding like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds it as no value, and therefore you're off the hook. So Asur B'Hanoah, it's got no value, monetary value. Rather, held like Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Brisa and the previous Amud, who is not there to be Nana from Chametz and Pesach, and if so, B'derecha Yesh L'Chametz and Pesach Erech Mamoni. So the Machlokes is, Chametz Shel Hekdesh, is it considered Mamon? According to the Yesh Omrim, it has no monetary value. Even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because they hold that you're not allowed to redeem a Meichel of Hekdesh unless you can feed it to a Jew. But a food that you're not allowed to feed to a Jew, and it's only being redeemed to feed to a Goy, or the Havdil to dogs, you can't be paid it. And it emerges, if so, Shechametz, that's Asur B'Achilas Yisrael, is not Roy Lepidyon. And if you ate it, you weren't mafsid mamon hekdesh, and therefore it's not me'ila. Tanakam argues, and he holds that you can be paid the hekdesh for other needs, not only for achilas Yisrael. So if so, there is monetary value to chametz on Pesach, and if a person eats it, he's chayv b'me'ila. Where did I get this from? Azoy zok de Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Yeah, yesvira lahanech tanai k'rabbi shemadomer teretz manu wasir v'ana kudukuli amma modu depater hol v'hashtem yelo chazi v'lav v'mayinahu, if you would hold like those tanaim. If these tanaim would hold like Reb Shimon, who says that teretz manu tzasir v'ana, then everybody would agree that it's pa'is pater, because now it's not chazi, it's not roi, and it's not considered having monetary value, and even though after God the sefer goyim ulamamim, in the end it's going to be goyim ulamamim after Pesach. Nevertheless, it's not worth anything. They're arguing then ela libid Rabbi Yosi Aglili pligi. They're arguing like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Domar b'stoich zmano nami shari b'ano. He says toich zmano utzmeter b'ano. Ubepoidin kotshim la'achilim leklovim kom miflegi. And their argument is: are you poid a kotshim in order to serve it to the dogs? Tanakama holds you could be poided to feed it to the dog, so therefore you made kachim lose by eating it. And it's worth money. No, not worth. As kach omer ta'gmara, Rabbi Yosi or Yosef amar bepodin at the kodeshim la'achilam leklavim kamiflegi. They're arguing about being paid to kachim to feed it to the dogs. Man, they're moas kasaver paid to kachim lechem leklav. Man, they're loy moas kasaver ain't paid. One who holds moal holds that you're paid to kachim to feed it to the dogs, and the one who holds you're not moal holds you're not paid to feed it to the dogs. There was no mila because he didn't cause kachim hard to hektish any loss. Rav Acha barav atan alei lahashmat mishmeder v'yosef b'halishna. Rav Acha barav brings another girsa of Rav Yosef, kahai lishna, like this, the kulei alm everybody holds ein poidim it's a ein poidim es hakotchim laachilam leklavim. So you're not allowed to be poidim laachilam leklavim. A bazoi, since you're not allowed to be poidim laachilam leklavim, nimtza shebetocha pesach ein lachamet shel hekdesh erich mamon b'fual ledivrei hakol. Ein poidim es hakotchim laachilam leklavim. Az ein po shum erich mamoni. V'acha baka miflegi. V'kan b'braita b'zenech leku. B'davar hagorem lemamon kemamon dami. V'tzgoyrem lemamon is it kemamon. And the machlok is lefi shitas Reb Shimon, who holds chometz with Pesach, is osur v'hanoa min ha-Torah. And after Pesach, it's going to be muter v'hanoa. Mandi omar moal, the tanakam who holds it's me'ilah. Erhalt kosover dover agoyim lemamon kemamon dami. V'imken yesh shavyut mamon lachamet shel hekdesh bePesach. Sharei efshar lehashoto ad laachar haPesach v'lifdoto kedei lahachilo liYisrael. So the one who holds maal, he holds that dover agoyim lemamon is kemamon, and therefore there is value, monetary value, of this chametz of hekdesh on Pesach. Because after Pesach, you can keep it around till after Pesach, and then sell it, to feed it to a Jew, to redeem it. And the Jew will eat it, so it's goyim lemamon, it's kemamon. Rashi masbir, v'lei de Rabbi Shimon, u'de pligi. V'shor lei lachar Pesach, av l'chiz Yisrael. The oldest mutter after Pesach, l'chiz Yisrael. V'ha pligi, ma'ad ever ma'al, sa'ar raf, agav da'ash, l'chazi. Even though now it's not roi, it's going to be Royal Mammon, so it's already Goyim Lamammon now, and it's Kemammon Dami, and therefore it's bad news. Do me a favor, don't eat it. Otherwise, be Chayav Hekdesh. And Zok the Gemara, the one who holds not Moel, holds that we're Goyim Lamammon, Kemammon Dami. Ain't no Nechshav Kemammon. Umeachar, Shebetoch HaPesach, Asur Leanot Meachametz. Since B'Seich HaPesach, mitarnished, as they say in Lakewood, we're not allowed to get an offer in the Chometz. And Ken, ain't lo erich mamoni b'toch HaPesach. So since, after Pesach, you're not allowed to get an offer, it doesn't have monetary value during Pesach. So that's the machloikas. Is Dabar HaGoyim L'mamon K'mamon Dami? Or is Dabar HaGoyim L'mamon Ad K'mamon Dami? Ad Kan, that Rav Yosef, as Rav Acha bar Rav, is bringing. As Rashi mefaresh sugyat Gemara, כמו שאמרנו, that this chometz is considered goyrei momen lehekdesh, כיוון שיש להקדש רווח ממון מן החמץ לאחר הפסח, ובזה נחלקו. אם חושב מהייתה מקבלס וסחוס מומן, is it considered a סחוס מומן for ההקדש, שספרנו. ובקצויס, בסימן שין פי ווב, סיף קוטן זיין, כוסף שיש ללמוד מזה כלל. הוא אמר שמזה אפשר להפיק, ללמוד כלל. מה הכלל? שכל דבר שאין בו ערך ותועלת עכשיו, ויהיה בו לאחר זמן שווי והשתמשות, anything that has no value now, but afterwards, לאחר זמן, there is going to be value and usage. This is considered a davra goyim l'momen. Even though there's no value now, but it's going to have value afterwards, it's considered a goyim l'momen. And its din is totally in our machlokes in the sugya. I have a machlokes here. Tanakama says, Moal, because it does have value. It's going to have value later, even though it has no value now. And the Heilig Yeshoyman holds no. Lo Moal, because it doesn't have value now, doesn't matter that it has value later. Ve'al pizeh katav haktzot, shim yesh li Yisrael chametz nokshe, shemutar lahashoto bepesach. If somebody has chometz nukshe, which is chometz that's only roi la'achila b'shas hadchak, b'chometz zeh etchila peulat hachimutz ach lo hushlema. It was made shelo l'tzarech achila. So, כמו דבק עשוי מקמח מים ששימש בעבר סופרים כדי להדביק ניירותיהם. This isa, the chimutz isn't finished. It's not roi l'achila, אלא בשעס הדחק. That's chometz nokshe. אז רוב הפוסקים אומרים שהוא אינו אסור מהתורה, אבל חכם הם אסרד, in order to prevent mistakes or from being משהו חומץ ממש. אז הקופנים אומר הקצות שחומץ נוקשה מותר להשתו בפסח. ומכל מקום, it's אוסר בהנא. You're allowed to have it, but you are not allowed to קצות's שיטה is that you're allowed to have it, but you're not allowed to get הנא from it on פסח. So what would be the din if somebody took his friend's chometz nokshe and he burned it? So it's totally in this machlokes, because it's goyim l'momen after Pesach. It's going to be you're going to be able to get enough from it. There's a revach and tuelos lachar Pesach. So if a person burns his friend's chometz nokshe on Pesach, according to the shita that moal, then he would have to pay his friend, because davra hagoyim l'momen k'momen dami. According to the shita of the Tanakama, that it's meila, needs the chametz of hekdesh. Ubesefer amudei or shel gaon gadol b'siman tet zayin hu katab al pizeh עוד נפקא מינה. כותב הגאון רבי יחיאל הלר. He lived from the year 1814. He died very young. From 1814 1861. Wow, very young. It's a big literature rav. He wrote numerous svarim, but Amud Ha'or is his most famous sefer. Says the Amud Ha'or in Siman Tes Zayin, another nafkamina, she'im kana chametz b'derech t'nai v'shiur, she'lo yachul kinyano bo, ela la'achar ha'pesach, yeh lechametz zed b'pesach, din davar ha'gorem le'mamon. That if somebody was kind of chametz b'derech t'nai with a condition, that the kinyan won't be chal until after Pesach, so this chametz on Pesach is going to have a din of davar ha'gorem le'mamon. Why? Why? Kevan shehu gorem mamon v'Yisrael sheyehe lo reva mimenu revach mamon lachar ha'Pesach. Somebody who's kind of chametz, but the kinyan's chal after Pesach, so on Pesach this chametz can have a din of gorem le'mamon. Because it's Garam Lamon after Pesach. So Reuven brought Pesach Chametz from Shimon. Reuven brought Chametz on Pesach from Shimon. And made a time. It's only Chal after Pesach. And then Levi goes in and burns it. So he has to pay. He has to pay Reuven because he caused him a loss of something that's Garam Lamon. Ubiktsot hikshalze. So the ktsois asks on his yisoid that something in something doesn't have value now. If it's going to have at lachazman, it's going to have shovi v'shtamshus. It's considered davar garam l'mamon. So frakti ktsois imasha omrim bebavakama bedaf tzadi amud aleph l'nyan hamocher avdo la'acher v'shiyer shekol lamed yom rishonim. Somebody sold his Eved to someone else, and he said that for the first 30 days, it's going to be mine. So somebody sells his Eved Kenaini, and he makes a deal with the buyer that he's selling him that the Eved should serve the first man for the 30 days. In other words, the Gufa Eved is kanoi lalokeach kvar me'achshav. Aval at achilat ha'perot, dehainu zchut ha'shimush ba'eved, shiyer ha'mocher le'atzmo, ad la'achar 30 yom, men ha'mechira. So the peres belong to the moicher. The Gufa Eved belongs to the lokeach. As Rav Meir Omer Rishon, the Moicher is considered Bailim for the first 30 days, and he has a din of Yom Yomayim, Ki Katuv Batorah, that if somebody hits his Eved, and he's still around for Yom Yomayim, Lo Yukam Ki Kaspohu. In other words, if the Eved lasts, Meyes Leis, the Bailim are not Chayav Misa on killing the Eved. Since Kaspohu, and it wasn't a direct way of killing, because he lasted a whole day. If he killed him directly, it's chayiv. Nisa for a tzicha. But if he lasted over a day, over 24 hours, meis leis, yom yomayim, 24 hours, so he's pater ki kaspo. But somebody who's not the bialim of the Eved, and he hit the Eved and the Eved died. So even after zman rav, misas b'sayif, like any rotzeh, caused death. So Rabbi Meir holds that there's a din of Yom HaYomayim. Why? Neshu Tachtov, because he's in the possession of the first man, of the seller. And even though all he has is Kinyan Peres, Kosovar, Rabbi Meir Sover, Kinyan Perot, Ki Kinyan Aguf Dami. That Kinyan Peres is like Kinyan Aguf. But the Loikeach doesn't have a din of Yom HaYomayim. Because the Kinyan Peres of the first guy is like a Kinyan Aguf. So here's the Kinyan Aguf. As Makshak Tzot HaChoshen, Akshab Baruch Hashem, Zachinu Levin Itak Marab Abav HaKama. אז מה קשה על זה הקצועות? הרי מצינו שרבי מאיר סובר כרבי שמעון, שדבר הגורם לממון כממון דמי. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that davar is some of the thing that causes money, that ultimately will result in some sort of monetary gain or loss, is already considered like mammon. Even it's not direct, but if it's goyim l'mammon, it's k'mammon. In kain, gam l'lokeach ra'ui shiyah din yom yomayim. Wait a second, why not for the lokeach? Is there not a din of yom yomayim? Because even though the kinyan paris is the ikar, and it still doesn't belong to the lokeach, nevertheless, it's going to be his later. So it's goyim l'mammon. If you hold the whole vort, in our sugya, is that something that it's going to be worth money afterwards? Is already considered that it's worth money now, and that's what it means, garam l'mamun k'mamun dami. That if it's going to be worth money afterwards, it's already considered that it's worth money now, so then we're in big trouble. Because Rav Meir holds garam k'mamun k'mamun dami, which now we see in our sugya means if in the future it's going to be worth money, it's already considered that it's worth money now. That's what we see in our sugya, according to the Havan of the Ktzos. That's what it means, Garam l'mamun k'mamun dami. It's going to be worth in the future money. It's already worth money now. And Rav Meir holds that way, Garam l'mamun k'mamun dami. So then why doesn't the lokeach, why isn't the lokeach also within yom yomayim? It's also his. This evidence garim l'mamun, so it's like mamun. It's like his mamun, because in the future it'll be his mamun. Zo akushya shel haktzot. אז אומר רבנו חיים, רבנו ראש הישיבה, זכר צדיק לברכה. נראה לי ישב קושס הקצויס. We've been learning through Baruch Hashem. פרק כל שעו, על פי חידושי מורנו ורבנו רב חיים. So he's מיישב לקצויס as follows. But even if we say, שדבר שאין לו בו ממון עכשיו, and there's going to be mammon afterwards. It's not worth money now, but it's going to be worth money in the future. And since it's going to be worth money in the future, it's already considered that it's worth money now. And for this reason, he should be ready to be considered bailim now. Nevertheless, legabe mocher, with regard to somebody who sells his eved, and he leaves, he says, for 30 days, it's still mine, I can use it. We can't say that the second guy, the buyer, is going to be considered the bailim now because the value he's going to have in this eved afterwards. Because all that we find that garam l'mamun k'mamun dami is considered bailim on the chayfetz is only when the chayfetz doesn't have another bailim who's considered bailim. But there, the eved is b'bailus hamochar all of these 30 days. And therefore, the second guy can't be considered bailim. Once you say that Kenyan Peretz, Kenyan Aguf Dami, so who's considered the Bailim? Reuven, the seller. So you can't make Shimon the Bailim. When do we say Garam l'mamun k'mamun dami? There's no other Bailim. But if he's the Bailim, then Ein Chinami. Then the other guy can't be the Bailim. So only the seller is going to have the din of Yom Yomayim, because he's the Bailim. And not the buyer, because the ikar owner of this animal now is the seller still for the first 30 days. So when you say garam l'mamun k'mamun dami, then there's not another bailim. But here's another bailim, so then we say we don't say garam l'mamun k'mamun dami for the buyer. So it's true that we find even a din of Goron Lamam with an object that has a bailim. Where do we find that? For example, somebody steals a shor anisko, so he has to pay the shomer midin davar agorim lamaman, even though the shor has bailim. Nevertheless, the chayfetz is garim lamaman for the shomer. Why is the chayfetz garim lamaman for the shomer? Because the shomer is going to have to pay for not watching the animal. So if it was stolen, so the shomer has to be paid. So it's his responsibility. The nechshav kimemoinai, shiyah haganev, chayev l'shalim l'shamer. So it's considered memono insofar as the ganev has to pay the shamer. So you do find such a concept that even though there's another bailim, when it comes to davar garon l'mamon, you pay to somebody who's not the bailim. But le'inyan, the din of yom yomayim that's totally in bailus, you can't pater the second guy midin bailim. That when Shimon kills this eved and he dies after yom yomayim, you can't pater him because he's the bailim. Because even though he's going to have revach mamon and he's going on, nevertheless, you don't consider him the bailim ala eved. Calls him as long as somebody else is considered bailim on the eved. So when it comes to the shor, so since the shor is garim l'mamon for the shomer also, it's considered like his mamon, and so far as the ganav has to pay the shomer. Since the shomer has to pay, so the ganav has to pay the shomer. Since it's garim l'mamon for the shomer that the shomer would have to pay, so then the ganav has to pay the shomer. But in the din of yom yomayim, we want to know who's the bailim. There it's tolui in bailus. In the din of shomer, it's not tolui in bailus. There it's tolui in who's, in whether it's going to cause him monetary loss, and it's going to cause the shomer monetary loss, so he has to pay him, even though there's another bailim. Because there it's not tolui in bailus. There it's tolui in the monetary loss. Whoever it's going to cause monetary loss, that's you have to pay. But here, when it comes to Yom Yomayim, it's totally in Bailus. Who's the Bailim? Whoever's the Bailim is the din of Yom Yomayim. In the Mela, the Bailim is only Reuven, not Shimon. So therefore, Reuven doesn't have a din of Yom Yomayim. Shimon doesn't have a din of Yom Yomayim. Only Reuven does. So it's true, Yisod of the Ktsois, that something that doesn't have value now, but it'll have value later, it's considered Garim L'mamon. That's also included in the category of Garim L'mamon. Not only, for example, one case of garim l'mamon is where you have a kachin that a person's chayv b'achrayusim. So it's not his, but it's garim l'mamon, because if it gets lost, it dies, he has to bring another one. And if it doesn't die, then he's pater. So if somebody steals it, Reb Shimon Mishalim Kefil, k'chadavar garim l'mamon k'mamon dami. Chama says pater, because there are v'gorim l'mamon avka mamon dami, but v'kam ayin alef amin beis. That's when it has value now, which is garim l'mamon. But the chiddush of the of our Gemara, says the Ktzos, is that even since it's also considered garim l'mamon, if right now it's not worth anything, but it's going to be worth in the future. So if it's going to be worth money in the future, so why don't we call it devar amarim l'garim l'mamon k'mamon dami with respect to the guy who sells his, Reuven sells his eved to Shimon, and he says for the first 30 days I get to use him. So but for Shimon, it's also going to have value in 30 days. So therefore, Shimon should be pater if he kills the Eved and he dies after 24 hours. The answer is no. There it's totally in bailus. And since it's even afterwards, it's going to be worth money to Shimon, but if Shimon's not the bailim, then there's no din of having to pay Yom Yomayim. In order to have to pay Yom Yomayim, he has to be the bailim in order to pay this davar garim l'mamon. Whereas when it comes to a shomer, as we said, we're mechalek, when it comes to a shomer, there it's not tolui in bailus. Here it's tolui in whoever you're causing a loss to. So he's causing loss to the shomer, he has to pay the shomer. So this is the sugya, as we saw al pi peirush Rashi. There is a very choshev abala ma'or in our sugya, And I'm hoping that in the next lecture, the coming lecture on this sugya, we are able to discuss that Baal HaMa'or, and yesh al zeh diburim harbeh etzel harav Amiel, zecher tzadik livracha. We've been learning through Baruch Hashem, the Midas L'Cheker Halacha, and Rav Chevroini, the Masis Moshe discusses this Baal HaMa'or. I just saw it today. I was so excited. I saw that Machon Yerushalayim put out a new edition of the Masis Moshe. Tremendous. Chevron Rosh Hashiva, Rav Moshe Chevroini. So it's just a classic Shir Klali Tsefer. If you're ever asked to give a Shir Klali, or you're going out on a date with a girl, and you know that this girl really likes Shir Klalis, so you want something good to say, so you open up your Masis Moshe, and you can mamish give over Neflos Mitaras Hashem. So they have a new editions on Kiddushin. They have a new edition put out by Mechon Yerushalayim. That was already in Tovshin Ayin Beis, already 9 years ago. And then they have on Pesachim. They have Pesachim Aleph. And that was published in Tovshin Ayin Tes. I hadn't seen it until now. Can't believe it. About two plus years behind the times. But I got the new Otzer HaChachma. So in the previous one, they didn't have it. Akopanim, they have two volumes for Pesachim. And when Yimachon Yerushalayim puts it out, Barov Peir V'Hadar. It's Namish Kishmak. So it's very, very exciting. So maybe we'll see that. And a lot to talk about, sweet friends. Asach Tzuradim. So give us a bracha. We should be Zorcha. I give you a bracha. You give me a bracha. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.